The blame game was in full swing in Parliament today, with MPs accusing those on the other side of being responsible for high petrol prices. A Commerce Commission report yesterday confirmed that Kiwis are paying too much for petrol, with the fuel industry not as competitive as it should be. The government has vowed to act, but the opposition wants to know how. Here's our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch.
Our instinct was that New Zealanders were being fleeced at the pump. Now the Commerce Commission has confirmed that it is true.
The Prime Minister in Parliament claiming vindication and vowing to act.
I note that the last government could have acted but decided it wasn't easy and decided to do nothing. It seems to me that was their general philosophy in government.
The retort setting a fire under the opposition early in question time, with National's Paula Bennett accusing the government of doing the fleecing.
Will the Prime Minister then continue to ignore that it's the increases in taxes that she has put on everyday New Zealanders that she could take off tomorrow if she really cared about the cost of living for them?
Seriously, if they weren't being hypocritical on the use of excise.
By the end of its three-year term, the government will have put up petrol taxes by 10.5 cents, not including the 11.5 cent regional fuel tax in Auckland. When National was in charge, it put up taxes by 17 cents, but over a much longer nine-year period. But National also increased GST from 12.5% to 15%.
We will not ignore that New Zealanders are being fleeced. We will not write a sternly worded letter. If required, we will change the law, because that is what an active government who is not willing to ignore the hard issues does.
But the promises of action are drawing scepticism from the opposition benches, with constant cries, "Tell us what you'll do."
Can the Prime Minister outline actually what she will be doing to the petrol fuel companies, since it won't be just writing a letter and she's at the moment got such strong convictions about how she's going to stop them from fleecing New Zealanders?
Oh, Mr Speaker, again, the member demonstrating that she would prefer to defend the fuel companies on this issue.
So far, potential solutions floated include allowing wider access to infrastructure and boosting competition by allowing resellers to switch between suppliers. The Commerce Commission is due to finalise its report and recommendations in early December. For now, the government's all promises. Only then will the public see what it means in practice. From Parliament for Checkpoint, Craig McCulloch.